Good afternoon, everyone. We are about ready to get started with our afternoon presentation. My name is Kristen Warman, and I will be your tour guide for the rest of the afternoon. And up next, during our luncheon presentation, we have a talk from Adam Bitter. He is with the Office of the Secretary of State and serves as their general counsel. He's been there since December of 2018. Prior to joining the Secretary of State, he was with the Attorney General's office, and he previously worked in private practice in DC and was a clerk on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. Mr. Bitter earned his Bachelor of Science in Communication Studies cum laude from UT here in Austin, and he obtained his Juris Doctorate degree summa cum laude from the Catholic University of America Columbus School of Law in Washington, D.C. Thank you, and welcome, Mr. Bitter.
Thank you very much for the introduction. I told somebody before, it's good that I'm not walking around up here because I'd probably trip over a good number of these cords up here. But thank you for having me here today. As Kristen mentioned, my name is Adam Bitter. I'm the general counsel for the Secretary of State's office and have been in that position for almost 6 years. It should not surprise any of you that much of the work that I focus on from day-to-day basis deals with election matters, particularly with this time of year. Very high profile on the calendar. My presentation today will focus on a separate but critical role of the Secretary of State's office, and that's our role with respect to agency rulemaking and open meetings notices. Just to get a show of hands, how many folks out there are with state agencies? Okay, all right. And then what about people in private practice or on the outside? Okay. All right, and then we'll keep doing the polls here. How many individuals have interacted with our office with respect to the Texas Register or Administrative Code before? All right, okay. I think I got a little bit of my work cut out for me, but that's all right. But I really have tailored my presentation in a way to cover broadly some of the functions that our office's government filing sections does for a mix of agency lawyers and private practitioners. And with that said, I think there are really two key takeaways for my presentation. The first is that state agency rulemaking and open meetings notices affects everybody, not just Texans, even people outside of Texas. And whether you're an agency lawyer who's working on drafting rules, or you're somebody on the outside who's challenging or advising on rules, it's really helpful to understand that impact, that it really affects people's everyday lives, even in ways you may not immediately realize. And it's our job at the Secretary of State's office to help facilitate that process for state agencies and make it a transparent process for the public. And that's actually the second takeaway from my presentation is transparency. Transparency is obviously a word that is thrown around quite a bit in state government. Certainly for our office at the Secretary of State's staff it is, but it's an especially significant point. The state's administrative system was created decades ago and is still implemented to this day with the idea of achieving transparency for rulemaking and open meetings notices. And it's our role at the Secretary of State to help further that transparency as much as we can. Now, with that introduction, look at that. I got the PowerPoint to work. I'm going to write this down. This is a first. Let me just give you a quick overview of what I intend to provide today. I'm going to start with just a brief statutory background on the Secretary of State's role with respect to agency rulemaking and open meetings notices. I will discuss broadly the Texas Register and the Texas Administrative Code, and also provide you just a brief overview of the Secretary of State's processes with respect to agency rulemaking submissions and open meetings notices. I'll provide some common questions that we receive in our office, because I do think that's helpful for y'all to see from the state agency side and practitioner side. And then I'll wrap up with some concluding points.